Well, Christmas did not come early for the Browns here in Seattle, where they fall to the Seahawks 30-13 on a very interesting day. The Seahawks offense dominated the Browns defense. All day long, Russell Wilson had whatever he wanted, whether it be throwing the football or running it, as Seattle picked up 28 first downs on the day. They ended up running for over 180 yards and really just controlled this game with their offense. Johnny Manziel, to his credit, only one turnover on the day. It was an interception that came when the game was already out of hand on the Browns' final possession as he tried to make a play to Dwayne Bowe, who actually caught a couple of passes today, so that was good. But all in all for the Browns, there was too much offense from the Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson, three more passing touchdowns, no interceptions today, becoming the first player in NFL history to have five straight games with three or more passing touchdowns and no interceptions. Doug Baldwin was on the receiving end of two of them. He has now caught multiple touchdowns in four straight games. For the Browns, the story was too many missed tackles as well on defense. When Seattle had an opportunity to be stopped on third down, the Browns didn't do it. 9 of 12 on third down conversions, and a lot of it had to do with tackling. In fact, it caused some dissension among the Browns with the missed tackling, and players were getting heated on the sideline. But ultimately, Seattle, arguably the hottest team in the NFL, was just too much for the Browns today. It started off great as the Browns went the length of the field for their only touchdown of the day. It was Johnny Manziel to Big Play Gare, his ninth touchdown on the year. That ties the franchise record held by Ozzie Newsome for most touchdowns by a tight end in a single Browns season. But unfortunately from there, it was 30-6 Seahawks who answer with a touchdown of their own on their opening drive, and the game was afoot. Again, too many missed tackles, not enough on defense, couldn't get off the field. Russell Wilson and the Seahawks did whatever they wanted with the ball in their hands, and ultimately that's why the Browns fell 30-13 here in Seattle. Here we go, Brownies!